legacy will always be in the DNA of American Samoa. His legacy will always be in the history book of this island, American Samoa.
It was these two sisters, his grandmother and sister of the grandmother, that called any senior and any junior any, because they couldn't pronounce Henry, which was their real name, Henry, but it turned out any.
He was one of the first Samoan that ran for president of the senior class, and it was kind of awkward. It was kind of awkward for a Samoan to run for president of the school. Of course, he was honored by Filipinos and some of the local people there. But Engi did go for the president of the school. And he was recognized by the students that there's something different about Engi.
How did Eni, at the age of 10 or 11, ofele mena mawaile ngangu, e ngangu I palangi, e manga ole ngaluengale ole newspaper, a ofele mena iloai, ofele me aliai? He was only 10 or 12 years old, 11 years old. But he found the opportunity to sell newspapers in our neighborhood to help my mom and dad.
Eni is American Samoa's profile in courage because he was never afraid of doing what he believed was right and just.
We moved to Oxnard, California, where the last two siblings were born. Tofaya oela ufale mavaenga ele ngalo oela tuanga ne pele ile nganga. Awe ta lo fae wa mali li tua wa ma'u mawai au tena kole tawa.